Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Jester the Planner here. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, God is doing great things in this day and time, and I believe he's coming real, real soon. I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't know what to do, and it's called the message of grace, which should be such a simple thing. If you want me to define grace, it's very simple. Quit trying to become what you already are. It's literally just that simple. You're saved by grace, but that doesn't mean you got to twist it. I want to talk about saved by grace, but don't twist it. Sometimes people say, well, it don't make no difference what we do now. We're saved by grace because Jesus died and, you know, forgave us for the sins of the past, present, and future. That's true. And some say you don't have to repent, and that's wrong. You got to repent. You got to live a clean, holy life. Some people say everybody's going to heaven. Then why did God create hell? Come on. I mean, you know, I was born at night, but not last night. So in other words, you are saved by grace, and I believe it completely. But you don't twist the stuff so you can appease your flesh. Let me give you a good scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's all done through faith. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, anytime there's a therefore in the Bible, find out what it's there for. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold. The word behold means look. All things are become new. Now, you think about that. But I tell you what, I love the grace message. It's such a blessing. You know, I don't know why people call it the grace message, the faith message. Why don't you just call it the Bible? You know what I'm saying? Just preach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and all points in between. What a blessing of God. But a lot of people like to twist things for their flesh sake, and that's not right. Yeah, that's not right at all. Some people say it makes no difference what you do. You're going to heaven. Well, the Bible said once you've known the truth, and you back away from that. And some people say, you can't backslide in the hell. Well, how come names are blotted out in the Lamb's Book of Life? How come there's so many other things going on? Let me just say this. Bible said, if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, there remains no remission of sin. And the only one that can do that is a person that's been born again, loved the Lord without a shadow of a doubt, and decide to turn their back against God, just like Satan did. That's why there was no remission of sin for Satan. You see what I'm saying? Because he blasphemed God, he blasphemed Jesus, and he blasphemed the Holy Ghost. So don't twist grace. Grace is wonderful. In other words, rub yourself with it, bless God, hallelujah, like you're putting on lotion or whatever, or perfume or whatever. But you don't twist it. Let me say it again, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith. You see, if you just believe you can do anything at any time, then you wouldn't need faith to live. That make any sense to you? You wouldn't need faith at all because, well, it don't make no difference. I can do anything I want, when I want, where I want, and how I want. So I don't even have to believe anymore. And you have to believe every day, and that's done by faith. And the only way you please God is through faith. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that believeth he is, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I find that a lot of people are twisting grace when it's such a wonderful message, and just accept it and love it and live daily. My God, not Sunday, in every which way, shape, or form. And you know what? Heaven is your destiny and your destination. So think about that. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature with a new feature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you understand that, you'll understand that you don't twist anything in the Bible. You know, you ever heard of furniture called wicker? Furniture. Why is it wicked? They call it wicker because it's twisted. See? Twisted. I don't want to twist any good doctrine, any great doctrine. If it's taken too far, it becomes heresy. And you can take things too far, and you shouldn't do that. Like I heard two ladies one time in South Korea, the river was raging, and no one should go there. They'd be swept away. They said, well, we live by faith and God will take care of us, and they drowned. Well, yes. Now, you know, if you got caught in the river by accident, okay, fine. But if you just go out there and tempt something like that, you're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the same thing with grace. Grace is a beautiful river, but if you twist it, it turns into something raging that you shouldn't do. See, then it becomes wicked or wicker. You see what I'm saying? Twist it. I hope you enjoyed our message today. Jester Duplantis from New Orleans, and I love you. I really do. See ya. Bye-bye.